Will the tech lash mean people actually buy less tech during the holiday season? Don't go long on board games. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, Demystifying the Digital Economy. I'm Molly Wood. This week, we've partnered with CNET to talk about big trends in consumer technology. But to hear Twitter and the press tell it, the biggest trend in tech is everyone being mad at tech. So we wondered if that might show up in the holiday shopping season, if people are worried about tech being bad for their mental health or their privacy, and whether the tech lash would seriously affect spending on consumer technology. Lindsay Turrentine is the editor-in-chief of CNET Reviews. She has a real simple answer to that question.
In a word, no. The reality is we asked our audience whether they were going to spend more or less money this year on technology, and 25% of them say that they're going to spend a larger proportion of their total budget on tech compared to last year. I think the way to think about this is that the tech lash, or the idea of people kind of trying to put some boundaries around their tech usage, extends to services, but not so much the hardware itself, because when we think about what we want to do with our free time, we're really not going to be able to do it without using technology in some way. And most of us want the best hardware to help us do that.
Right. There have been some moves in the tech industry toward more mindful use of technology, though, that even if you are going to bring a lot of it into your house, that maybe you should be more aware of how you're using it. Is that something you think people are looking for?
I do think that people are looking for that. I think that people are aware that they can start to use their products to help them pursue things that are healthy, maybe like meditation or exercise or eating correctly, rather than simply sitting there and doing what I sometimes call internet fibrillating, right? Just bouncing from Facebook to Twitter and back to Instagram and then back to Twitter. Interestingly, sometimes hardware can help with that. So I think people are faced with this decision. Is a Fitbit going to help me be healthier, or is it going to further pull me into this world? And right now, at least CNET's users are turning to technology to help them break away a little bit. And there is some irony there for sure.
Mm-hmm. It sort of feels like what we're saying quite clearly is, we don't want you to take over our lives or ruin it, but we still want to have this.
Absolutely. And really, what technology often provides for us is convenience. And so I think where the industry right now is trying to provide a way to be conveniently healthy. It's sort of like in the old days with passive restraints on cars. I don't know if you remember when for a little while there were cars with self-buckling seatbelts, and the idea was the car is going to help you be healthier or make a healthy choice by taking care of it for you. I think we're in the self-buckling seatbelt moment with technology, and tech is trying to sort out how much of that passive assistance it can give you and how much of it you have to choose to do on your own.
Lindsay Turrentine is the editor-in-chief of CNET Reviews. You can hear all our stories from the last week by subscribing to the Marketplace Tech Podcast. Find links to the research and the products we talked about on our website, and write to us. Tell us what you're interested in this year at mptech@marketplace.org. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM. You trust Marketplace to cover more than business news. You rely on us to connect the dots between complex economic issues and why they matter to you. To keep public service journalism going strong, please go to marketplace.org today and become a Marketplace investor with a donation in any amount. We appreciate your support.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.